Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Hey everybody, it's Vince in the Bay. Shouts out to everybody joining me early on here in the program. It's good to be back with you all. I missed every single one of you. I was away from the internet for a couple of days. I took a little vacation. So I don't know what's been going on. I've been away from the internet, so hopefully you guys can get me up to speed on what's been going down. Because I know how these things work. I take time off from BTR, or I take time off from the internet, and a day off the internet is like years in internet time. So much can transpire. So much can happen. And I'd love for you to fill me in on what I've been missing. It's open lines tonight. I'm Vince in the Bay. As usual, I am your audio erotic host for the evening. 2 hours here. Buckle yourselves in. Put your shoes and socks on. Wake up the kids. Call the neighbors. It's Disorderly Conduct. try to get some lulls in, shall we? Shouts out to the early chit-chatters, Alcoholic, Beach Bum 55, Cosmo Brockington. That's a new one to me. Dr. Herpington. Get Back to the Kitchen. That's a good one. King of the Trolls. Arbanos Sky Ivy, or Swank Ivy, excuse me. Three Abu, my homie Three Abu in the building. In the building crew, in the building. Wild Goose and John Brand, Sack for Life, Red Medicine, Sack for Life as well. So it is what it is. I'm Vince in Le Bay. Don't be shy. Call in. The lines are open. We can chit-chat about anything. Oh, I know what I want to talk about. Lulzsec, apparently, one of the members of Lulzsec. I want to start my own crew, Lulzsec. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just troll people, but the Lulzsec crew trolls in the name of love, of sex. You know, we just have random cyber sex and phone sex. If you want to have cyber with me, I am into cyber. So hit me up, 347-826-7667. Let's fucking party. Come on, dudes. I was gone for 2 days. I'm back. I'm ready to fucking get down in the hometown, and let's fucking make this shit real. Call me. Let's see what's up. In the meantime, you're just going to be in the mix. Okay, so Lulzsec. All right, Lulzsec came out with this... well, Lulzsec didn't. They commissioned a hip-hop song. They've been trying to get some theme song going. And so they commissioned the song that I found on the internet today. They released a video for it, and it's called Anti-Sec. And it's actually kind of a good tune. It's not bad. Here, check it out. It's you know, it's kind of banging. I gotta give them a little bit of propers. This shit is kind of banging. Check this out. This is YT Cracker, I guess, is the artist. And the track is Anti-Sec. And I'll put the link in the chat room to the song. This shit's pretty badass. Check it out. Fap to this, and then call me, 347-826-7667.
Yo, leader of a movement, screaming, hack the planet back in 99. Activism in its prime. Purple hell has the dot milk rooted. Alphabet soup in they troops in the soup. Kid tearing down doors and seizing my equipment. Blocking on my shipments, sitting on they hit list. Old day radical, lymphatic beat addict in the stab hit. I envelope the game, call me Rabbit. Hop to hop, I run the internet equivocally. Bitch, I beat, hit him with the bite style, symmetry. Digital gangsta reppin' till I'm dead. Steady grip of Patsy loud when I'm looking for the fed. Fast forward, now the internet anonymous and captains of the low folk raise a mass prominent. Dominant hat, and I stack on that new. Dropping tables in my sequel like it was some poo-poo.
Pound Anti-Sec.
Pounding through your speakers.
Pound Anti-Sec.
Pound it to the bleachers.
Pound Anti-Sec.
If you're sitting below deck in the low folk salute, bitch, and show some respect.
Pound Anti-Sec.
Pound it through your speakers.
Pound Anti-Sec.
Pound it to the bleachers.
Pound Anti-Sec.
If you're sitting below deck in the low folk salute, bitch, and show some respect. Low sec, bitch, they fold your hat, Tony. Got the MD5, we rock your macaroni. Cook, crack, nimble like a noodle. Or HB, Gary, stay toast like a strudel. Root shell on your bootstrap, now who's that? Find the M join and drop your whole C-class. Yeah, C-class
it is evident we bouncing. Iron cannon in the prop list, deep dousing. Lean back, bitch, we be sending an injection. Magic quote off, join table intersection. Put it up on base, then it won't get erased. Then 20 million hits till you down like some cavemen.
Yeah,
CNN. You want an interview? Send a print message to the nickname Sabu. On IRC. Man, we convening this some 99. Both that shit down, screaming.
Pound any sick.
Pounding through your speakers.
Pound any sick.
Pound it to the bleachers.
Pound any sick.
If you're sitting below deck in the low, both salute, bitch, and show some respect.
Pound any sick.
Pounding through your speakers.
Pound any sick.
Pound it to the bleachers.
Pound any sick.
If you're sitting below deck in the low, both salute, bitch, and show some respect.
All right, that was that. So whatever. Seems to be like the jury's out in the chat room. I was taking a quick peek in there and sort of a mixed review. And I kind of give it a mixed review myself, really. Minimal lulls. But it was a banging track. I liked the instrumental part of it. I liked the beat. The production's there. The lyrics a little bit corny, but I like the concept, good effort. Overall, I give it a thumbs up. I'm sorry. Excuse me, but I liked it. I mean, it was no lulls boat. Don't get me wrong. Come on. Please. Speaking of lulls, I think before we continue with the program, I will take calls, and there's a couple callers lined up. So we'll get into this here in a second, but I want to... really quick pause for a second and read a passage from Scripture, if you don't mind. And the Scripture I'm going to be quoting from is from, of course, the book of Leviticus. And I'm going to find a verse that I'm particularly fond of, and I actually retweeted it today. And it goes like this. This is Leviticus chapter 1, verse 20. So it was that loathists were given a vast army of loathed lizards. By land and by sea they passed into the nations to lay siege.
Bitches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
What's up? It's Vince at the Bay. I'm back with you and taking your calls. Shouts out to Kishu, holding it down in the chit-chat room. I love you, Kishu. Good to see you in there, darling. And let's take a call here, shall we? I have the doctor in the house, the Dr. Herpington. How you doing, bro?
All right. Just got a major sunburn today.
Oh, yeah, bro? Do you need me to oil your back?
Yes. Yes, I do.
All right, bro. Be right there, tiger.
Rawr.
Rawr. Me row.
Why do you have the corn in your little slideshow?
Why not?
Good enough reasoning for me, I guess.
Exactly. What's up, dude? How was the ghost show today? I heard rumors about the ghost show today. I listened for a little bit. I didn't hear the whole thing. I heard he raged pretty hard. Was it today or yesterday or something? What's going on? Are you into that?
I missed the rage part. I went in for 5 minutes. There's so many stuff bags there. I couldn't stand it.
That poor gentleman's going to have a heart attack on the internet. He's going to be, seriously, one of these days your grandkids are going to Wikipedia that. I can't even say this stuff. Wikipedia, your grandkids are going to Wikipedia Ghost one day, and he'll be like the first person ever to have a heart attack and spontaneously combust on air due to over trollage.
Can I make a shout out to Get Back to the Kitchen? Get Back to the Kitchen, I fucking hate you. That's enough. That is all. That's my shout out.
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
Cool. Of course, Dr. Herpington, a certified doctor in the sciences of trolliage, I presume, or what else? Or herpes, I guess?
Whatever you want.
Huh?
Whatever.
Do you herp before you derp? How does that work exactly? Do you derp after you herp? Is there a protocol?
4 out of 10 doctors agree that herping before derping is the best way to go about doing it.
All right. I just want to make sure I'm doing it right.
Good.
Dude, is it just me or is this guy Patriot Gregging really bad? Kishu, you want to get off your ass and call in and guide me through this? The fuck? ATM Be Cool is here. What's up, ATM Be Cool? You're on the air. What's on your mind, bro?
Yeah, he's Gregging like a motherfucker, man.
Okay, great. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, Dr. Herpington, look into a more secure internet connection. Just a helpful hint. Just a little word of wisdom.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Just secure internet connection. Stable. Not even secure, just stable. Stable connection. And while you're on my show, no downloading or uploading of pornography or music or videos, please. That also interferes. And and tell that to your parents who are sharing the same connection as you, to kind of tell your dad lay low with the CP. All right.
18 megabits a second.
Like seriously, your dad's CP downloading habit is seriously like destroying the overall quality of my broadcast here, bro. I hope you understand that.
I'm going to download a torrent just because you told me.
Listen to that. Do you hear that? Do you people not hear that?
It's amazing.
My God. How can I do it? I haven't done a broadcast for 2 days or 3 days, and this is what I have to come back to. Is my co-host right now is essentially Dr. Herpington, and I can't understand half the things he says because he's clipping or whatever. He's Patriot Gregging. Oh, whatever. It is what it is. Old Rooter's in the chat room. Shouts out to Old Rooter. Been a long time since I've seen Old Rooter in my chat room. That's a good sign. Glad he's still among us, so to speak. What else is going on? What else is happening? What else did I miss? Kingdom here is with us. Hello, Kingdom here. Let me get a little familiarized with the chat room here. Why don't we? Kingdom here. Yes, I am Vince. This one is good. Red Medicine, again, sending me Lull's Boat Odyssey. Oh, what's this? Oh, this is a different song. Cool. Fun, fun, fun. Oh, no way.
Yeah. Transmission from the low ship on the 17. Owning on your data. Yeah, that was fucking me. Hacked it, cracked it, white hats to wear. We'll upset clothes, we're not going anywhere. Spyware, we're right there. Knock down your firewall. Put it through your servers like a fit in my store. You wish you had the tactics, but it needs practice. At those only bastards, yeah, bitch, we hacked it. The love story we cut through. Now you get home. The love story, you dumb hoes. Act like you know. The love story we cut through.
Yeah, that's badass, dude. Shouts out to Red Medicine. That's a good one. I'm going to bookmark that shit, and I'm going to download that. That was cool. That's what I'm talking about. Like sampled it. It sounded proper. That was good. I give that a big thumbs up. Oh, shouts out to Amonay, my former producer. Well, my on again, off again producer, Amy, in the chat room. So Amy, being my producer, you're more than welcome to join me on the show. And we do have a few callers lined up in the queue. I will get to them. As of right now, I have Dr. Herthington and ATM Be Cool laying low on the cut with me. But I think it's time to bring on Kishu. Hey, Kishu. What it do?
Hello, love. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm doing fantastic.
So much. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I miss you too.
I've been having some sort of detox, fucking withdrawals and shit.
Really?
Yeah, baby. I mean, you know, I got really turned on when I heard you. Oh, shit, I just almost bumped the bed. I got really turned on when I heard you were a cyber criminal. And,
oh, yeah, did
you
like that?
You know, I wept for those cyber criminal boys.
Yeah,
and so that made me just want you even more. And then you were gone for 2 days, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, I just took a vacation. I took a time out from a TO from the internet, a little TO from the internet. No biggie. I wasn't in custody for very long.
I know, baby. I know.
It's all good at the hood.
Those
I'm back.
Waiting
I'm
for
ready
me
to
was
have.
Miserable.
I'm ready to have cyber with you now, honey. So let's do
hell
this.
Yeah, baby. Hold on. Where is my lighter?
Where's my producer? Amy is in. I see
oh,
you in the chat.
What's
going on? All right, shut up. I'm gonna. Jesus Christ! I'm gonna have to mute that. That is too much going on. All right, you guys gotta simmer down over there, Kishu. And I'll bring you back on. You're muted right now. Wow, so loud. Always loud over there. Jesus Christ. Anywho, shouts out to the chat room. Oh, hey, there's Debbie Daly. Hi, Debbie Daly. Welcome to the program. It's been a while, and I'm back on the air. I took a little hiatus from the internet, and I'm back, baby. I'm ready to rock and roll, and let's do this. Kishu, you're back now. What's up?
It happens, you know? It happens when people steal my fucking lighter. And then they throw it at my face. Fucking dick. Sorry. Oh, Vincent, I missed you so much, baby.
Oh, yeah. I missed you too, baby. Well, I'm back, and I'm ready to fucking...
Well, 30 minutes that we didn't talk. So, let's get it over with, Vince. Tell him your story, baby Vince.
All right. Well, you want to hear my story? All right.
I know my story.
I'm fucking Vincent Bay, you pieces of shit. I'm a broadcaster here on Blog Talk Radio, and I fuck shit up here on the nightly. That's all you need to know.
That's the story. This is true.
Now, I have recently. It's recently been brought to my attention. That there's somebody that's taken an interest in my story and woven it into their own story. And let's read it, shall we? Why don't we just read it right now? I will read this. This is like hot breaking news. This came out, what? What's today?
17?
June 22nd. This is the 16th.
Came out last
16th.
Week.
Last week. This is old news, by the way. And this is, seriously, we're just rehashing old news. But whatever. Since Kishu requested it, I'm going to read this article, and then we can discuss it. It's fine. All right. So this is out of Reuters. This is written by Dan Levine. How do you say that name?
I don't know, honestly. I would think Levine, just because I have friends that spell it the same way and pronounce it Levine, but I mean, I think the correct pronunciation would be Levine.
Wait a second, is he a Jew?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
I think that's a Jew name.
He looks like a fucking homo in his Twitter picture.
What's his Twitter address? Send me. Yeah, put his Twitter in the chat, please. Yeah.
It's fucking something Fed something. Fed Court Junkie.
Exactly. Yeah. Fed Court Hack Journalist is what it should
be. Fed Court Faggot.
Yeah. Whatever. So here's this Dillweed's little piece in the Reuters. This is off of Reuters.com. Computer hacks the cause. Wait, excuse me. Computer hacks that cause more mischief than money. Money losses are often prosecuted by U.S. authorities, but long prison sentences are rare. The takedown of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency's website is the most recent example of a mischievous kind of hack. There was no immediate evidence that any sensitive data was compromised when the agency's website went down on Wednesday. U.S. cybercrime laws apply to attacks regardless of whether they have been data breaches or not, said Ross Nadell, a former federal prosecutor who specialized in investigating computer crimes. Even if a hacker does not steal information, a victim need only show that he or she suffered $5,000 in damage in a one-year period to trigger prosecution under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, this dude said. This guy, Thomas Nolan, a San Jose, California-based attorney, who has defended hackers in the past, is quoted as saying, "You can get to $5,000 by just hiring a lawyer." And investigating attacks is always difficult for prosecutors. Rather than directly attack a website, hackers often use intermediary computers that have been previously compromised. But the hacking of the CIA website will likely get a close look. The government usually prioritizes high dollar crimes or those that target government institutions. Nadell said, "Of course, if someone is attacked by the CIA, or no, I'm sorry, he says, of course, if someone is attacked like the CIA, I would assume that it's going to be taken very seriously." Cyber attacks have targeted multinational companies and institutions in recent weeks, including Sony Corp, Citigroup, and the International Monetary Fund. Sony faces dozens of lawsuits related to the theft or consumer data from its PlayStation network. The same hacker group that claimed responsibility for the Sony breach, Lulz Security, said it targeted the, it claimed responsibility for the CIA website. They said that they targeted the CIA website. Where am I at here? I'm out of water, whatever. All right, here we go. Almost done. The government does not go after hackers who do not exact a high financial cost. As with other white-collar crimes, though, the length of any potential prison sentence greatly depends on the severity of financial loss. An attack that costs millions ramps up federal sentencing guidelines that a defendant faces, while one that is less costly often ends up in probation. Albert Gonzalez, an American who pleaded guilty in connection with the computer hacking of several major U.S. retailers, was sentenced to 20 years in prison last year, more than 40 million credit card and debit card numbers were said to have been stolen in the scheme. But last month, dun, dun, dun. A former contractor for the animal rights group PETA Foundation was sentenced to a year probation and $1,400 in restitution for logging on into the organization's server from his Los Angeles apartment, according to court papers. Quote, I was very upset that I had been fired. The contractor, Vincent Toche, said in his plea agreement, he admitted to deleting about 575 video and HTML files that had been previously worked on. An attorney for Toche could not be reached. Federal prosecutors sometimes take tougher stances if it takes more resources to find a suspect, Nolan said. The harder it is to find them, the more upset they get. But they don't really do a lot of it. Let me reread this line. This is the last quote from this guy, Nolan, who... What the fuck is this guy, Nolan? There's so many assholes in this story. I lose track. Thomas Nolan. Okay, Thomas Nolan is this San Jose-based California attorney. And this is his last quote. This is the guy that defends hackers. His final quote says, the harder it is to find them, the more upset they get. But they don't really do a lot to them in terms of punishment. He said, that's it. That's the fucking whole thing. So there you go. Everybody's got a boner for that article, apparently. And congratulations. You caught me. You doxed me. Yeah, you outed me, kids. I am a cyber criminal, and I'm here to eat your children. And also play music, gay music, requested by Kishu, of course. And I don't know, just kind of field other questions and concerns. The number 347-826-7667 is the phone number to call. Let's go around the horn here. Reaction, Herpington, what do you think?
Sounds like you just used Loic.
I'm sorry?
It sounds like you just used Loic.
What the fuck are you talking about, dude?
Low orbital ion cannon. It sounds like you didn't proxy.
Dude, don't tell me what I fucking did, bro. I know what I fucking did.
Don't you got a DDoS vent? God.
What the fuck is your... What is your fucking major malfunction? I didn't ask you how you think I did it. I asked you...
Learn your fucking languages, baby.
Are you trying to tell me that I'm a fail hacker? Is that what you're saying? Are you calling me out, Herpington? Are you? Will you show me a fucking hack job where you were successful on, all right? You tell me how many animal rights sites you've taken down before they caught you, all right? You tell me how many neo-Nazi sites have you taken down until they found you? How many Christian devil worshipping groups have you taken down and not gotten caught for? How many? Internet networking companies. Have you hacked into and taken shit down from and not been caught for? Just give me one, Dr. Herpington. Please, impress me.
How many guests are FBI?
What does it matter? Is there less than a certain amount? What does that make? What difference does it make? Who cares?
So what are we asking?
All right.
Dr. Huffington,
I'll give you some kudos. It looks like you've smoothed out your internet connection. Now you just need to smooth out that one brain cell that you're fostering up there. ATM, be cool. What's going on, bro? Your thoughts, your reaction. What do you think, bro?
Well, the first, I have a question.
Yeah.
Did you save the information that you pulled down from there?
No.
Why not?
because I've seen it all already. I used to work with it. It's old news to me. I don't have any use for it. It's all out there.
He was trying to get rid of it forever.
No, I wasn't trying to get rid of it forever. That wasn't even wasn't the point either. Jesus Christ!
Oh,
can I
well,
talk
then
to
I don't
myself?
Know what the point was. Okay.
Yeah,
I obviously
don't
know.
Right, you don't. You're going on mute because first of all, you don't talk for me. All right. You know, I love you, Kishu, but you don't fucking. You're not my attorney. You're not me. All right. I'll fucking talk for fucking. I'll tell you why and what I did and what I didn't do. All right. Nobody is fucking talking for me except for me. All right. Get that straight right now. Anyways, I'm sorry, ATM, be cool. Ask the question again.
The question was, did you save any of this information? And if not, why not?
I was not interested in saving the information. All this was videos that you can still see on PETA's website. They've all been restored. They're all back up there. Okay? They were stored somewhere. And I pulled down some of them because I used to, I had access to some databases, let's just put it that way, and took down some information that was stored, it was backed up, it was duplicated elsewhere, and it was just not available for the viewing public for maybe a day or two or a week. Who knows? I don't even know. All right? I took down some files. So basically, if you were gonna log on to PETA and watch their videos, some of them wouldn't work. For a couple of days. That's it. Until they re-uploaded them. That's what happened. And that's, you know, it was lousy and gutsy, but, you know, I didn't get away with it. It was a bad move. It was stupid. And I regret it. And I've since learned my lesson. This is old news. Super old news. It's older than a week old. This is 2 years old. This happened before I was even on Blog Talk Radio. Since I've been on Blog Talk Radio, I haven't done anything of this nature at all. And if you don't believe me, you can shove it up your ass. And anybody who fucking comes in here and pretends to talk to me can fuck off. I don't care how cute you are, how sexy you are not talking for me. You can ask me questions, I'll give you a straight answer. But don't put words in my mouth. That's why I want to get this guy who wrote this article. I'd love to reach out to Dan Levine or Levine or whatever. I sent him a tweet. We found him on Twitter. So, you know, I'm definitely, you know, reached out to him. And I definitely, you know, I definitely reached out to him. And hopefully he'll reach back and reach around or whatever. You know, you got to do what you got to do. But anyways, point of the story, kids, you know, just be smart, keep your cool. You know, I overreacted, I did a silly thing, and I had my own motivation for it, and I'm not going to get into it because it's stupid and petty. And I think there's actually another article that... It's everywhere.
It's the same fucking article with a different title on top.
Yeah, exactly. And it's on like Yahoo News and it's all over the place.
Yeah, all over.
Famous baby. Hopefully I'm going to get a book deal out of this. It's all good. But
war against PETA.
Yeah. Oh man, and I don't even want to get started on PETA. Don't even get me started on PETA. That's a whole different show. But whatever, it is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay, and you know I'm the same guy today as I was yesterday, and it's all good in the hood. Call me, lines are open. Kishu hung up; she's butthurt. That's all good. I see Amy, my producer, and laying low in the cut. Amy, if you want to pop in here, honey, just press one. You know what to do. And in the meantime. I already played that Lulzsec thing. Let me get into something else here. All right, ATM, be cool. What kind of music do you like, dude?
I personally, my favorite band right now would have to be Lordi.
Excuse me?
Lordi.
Yeah, not familiar. Okay, can you give me a genre? Just any genre? Is that rock?
It's metal.
Oh, metal. Okay.
Nothing too crazy, you know. They've got synthesizers and stuff. You know, it's really a sweet sound.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. This kind of goes with the theme. What do you think, folks? What do you think? Am I evil, dude? Do you think I'm an evil person, ATM? What do you think? Are you going to listen to me differently now?
Well, actually, I have some earbuds in tonight as opposed to regular headphones, so I guess that could be construed as listening to you differently. But, no. You know, I said it last night on Goofy's show, you know? You're a sweet dude, and you're damn good on the radio, and fucking whatever. You know, if you try to take down the entire fucking world, you know,
that's
you
next,
obviously
baby.
Had your reason.
That's motherfucking next, you asshole.
this side, motherfucking ant, motherfuckers.
To Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, Vince in the Bay, back with you. It's still hour number one, numero uno. Don't be shy. Call in now, 347-826-7667. Somebody is not shy. They called in. Block number, area code 200. You're on the air. What's up? Caller, hello. You're live. Unmute yourself. Hello.
Word.
Word. What's up, girl?
What's going on, Vince?
Not much. Is that Jane?
Yeah.
Hey, baby cakes. How you doing?
Good. So you read the article?
I did. I did the deed, indeed.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I feel great. I feel relaxed and fine. I feel good about it. I stumbled in my delivery a little bit, but I think it came out all right.
So what happened with Kishu? I stepped away in the middle of it and came back.
Oh, she decided she was going to be my official spokesperson or something. She just started spouting off, I don't know, started talking for me. And I was just like, wait, huh? Huh? What? And then I got pissed off and I muted her and she got butthurt and hung up and I don't know. She's probably spamming the chat room saying I'm a homosexual or something as we speak. I'm not over there. I don't know. I'm like Debbie Daly. I keep the chat room's over there. It's over there in the corner. It's just in the corner. No, it's not in the corner, dude. With this new fucking switchboard, it's all right there, honey. I see it all, man. I see the flash chat going. It's they got to upgrade the flash chat, though, because at a certain point, I don't get a correct update of online users. Or at least not the listing. It doesn't match up with the regular chat window. But whatever. This new chat, flash chat thing, it's everything is in one window. You don't have to do, anything. You're just in one window. It's awesome. I love it. Who's in the chat right now? We have in the chit-chat room. There's 23 online users, and among them are Alcoholic, Almighty Sports Show, Beach Bum 55, A Monet 28, Cosmo. Oh wait, oh, God, so I got to open up a bigger window here. It's tough to read. These chats are so small. The windows. All right, Cosmo Brockington. Cosmo Brockington, come hither. Debbie Daly, Dr. Herpington, Donald Ogle, Donnie C, Get Back to the Kitchen, John Brand, Kishu, King of the Trolls, Red Medicine, Swank Ivy, Three Abu, and Wild Goose rounding things out there in the chat room. A couple of guest listeners who are kind of shy but just hanging loose. So that's
boy, if you had Ghost and Bill Wagner, you'd have a full lid.
Dude, let's bring it on. Somebody call up Ghost and Bill and get them on the horn, and let's get down. Let's get this party started here. I'm down.
Are you
going to
talk a little bit more about your article,
I'm going to leave it at that. If you're curious, if you want to ask me a question, I'm fine with answering stuff. I mean, I think it's pretty straightforward what happened. I was disgruntled ex-employee, and I still had access to an FTP server, and I was just kind of not very careful about covering my tracks, and I got caught, and I'm paying the price now, essentially.
And you said that you weren't really going to discuss your feelings about keto. Why not?
I don't know. I don't think I need. I've done videos on my YouTube channel that I think speak enough about my feelings in regards to PETA. I mean, I don't have a problem talking about PETA. If you wanted me to get into a discussion about PETA, I'd be happy to give you my opinion about them.
Yeah, why not?
Organization. But they're an animal rights group, and I think they do good work. Overall, I think their mission is a good one. As with any entity, any sort of I'm going to call them a corporation. I don't know if they consider themselves a corporation. I consider them a corporation, not very well run corporation, but a corporation nonetheless. They use a corporate structure. And if nobody's familiar, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, it's an animal rights organization. They're a nonprofit. They have an annual operating budget of upwards of $30 million a year. It's founded by Ingrid Newkirk and another gentleman who has since branched away from Ingrid and PETA. But
doesn't Alex Pacheco work for HSUS now?
There you go, Alex Pacheco. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You know what? You can give me the backstory on PETA better than I could. That's exactly who it is. They started it in D.C. and I want to say like early 80s. He had some groundbreaking video of some, I don't know, like monkey testing or some shit that, this is before the internet, so like like these tapes, if they weren't, you know, shown on mainstream TV, they weren't seen at all as they were passed around on, you know, underground through just whatever online zines or whatever. So PETA essentially, you know, they're out there trying to do good for the animals and protect the animals. And I'm all down for protecting the animals. Like, I have friends that have done a lot of work in Canada working against the seal slaughter up there. Like, things like that I think are just cruel and unusual and should not. I have a real problem with, like, the sealing in Canada. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I think that's senseless. Like I think it's senseless and cruel violence. I really do. I think it's a terrible trade, and how it's subsidized by the government, it makes it even more disgusting. And
Get involved with PETA?
How do I get involved with PETA? Well, I got me some fucking video skills. All right. I went to film school. I'm a film buff. I got a production background. I worked in film and video production, all sorts of shit, field production and post.
So you and Melissa Hopkins have something in common, because Melissa do her master's degree in theater or something?
Dude, theater is a different fucking ballgame, all right? The theater crowd, are you kidding me? Don't let me into that shit, all right? I'm not one of those fucking theater people. I hate the theater people. Oh my god, that's what actually drove me away from filmmaking and all that. Because I originally
one of the drama kids?
No, dude. I went to film school because I wanted to be like an auteur, you know? I wanted to be like a David Lynch or a John Waters or a Jim Jarmusch or somebody like that, you know? But fuck, dude. And then I got there and it's just all these drama queens. People that want to be actors, you have to deal with that. Just all they wanted is just egos, and it's just garbage, you know. And I've lived in Hollywood, I've lived in New York, I've worked in the entertainment industry, and I've dealt with a lot of real egos. And it's different. It's, you know, it's funny how the people who think they're balling, you know, they're the ones that are acting like the assholes. The real people that are really on top, some of them are assholes, but most of them, you know, if they know they're balling and they're on top of their game, they're not flaunting it at all. And you see so many just fake-ass plastic people in Hollywood and New York City. It's just disgusting. And it really turned me off. You know, I became kind of pigeonholed as a technician. And ultimately, I was more interested in, like, the creative side of stuff. I wanted to be a filmmaker. You know, I wanted to be the director, writer, you know, do the little low-budget, Stranger Than Paradise or Down by Law, something like that. It's just edgy, gritty, black and white shit.
So did you like try for Project Greenlight or something? I mean, did you actually try?
No, that's gay. I hate that fucking doing contests. That's so gay. Like I would hate to, if I was a musician, I'd never do American Idol. I think that's retarded. If you have to get into the industry by winning a contest, I think that's stupid. I really do. I think if you have talent, you rise to the top just on your merit alone. You just get yourself out there. You know, you got to put in the time, but I think, like, look at a band, you know, I look at bands like Phish, who never had mainstream success, really. It was all grassroots and from the ground up. That's where it's at, not this fucking prepackaged nonsense. But
so have you worked on anything that, you know, the general public might know?
Technically, yes. Technically, I should be part of an Oscar winner, a part Oscar winner. I used to work for a production house that did a lot of work with big time productions, and they did work with The Sopranos and all the episodics that shot at Silver Cup, and a lot of feature films like Spider-Man 3 and The Departed. That's the one that won the Oscar, right? We did a lot of sound, audio, and communication support for them.
Doing that now, or are you? Are you doing that now? Is that how you're making your
I'm not doing that. When I was in New York, I was like specifically a sound guy, dude. Like, I was straight up just a sound guy. I worked on a lot of like commercials, music videos. Now, I worked with Jay-Z. I worked with RZA from Wu-Tang Clan. I worked with, what's his name, Stanley Tucci. I've worked with, all kinds of fucking people. Oh, tons of people you've never heard of. I've worked for random, like, online channels, like collegehumor.com. I used to work for this company in New York that did a lot of, like, just random cable shit, like, stuff you would see on, like, I don't know, like VH1 or the Wii channel or just shit like Up All Night movies where it's just like three gay talking heads talking about garbage as they intro some Up All Night movie type of thing. You know, like I would be, you know, there's that actually employs people, believe it or not. The garbage, the chit chat in between those late Up All Night movies that they have those people on. You know, like they play actually play pretty good for you to be a sound guy to just put some lavaliers and a boom mic, hang a boom mic over some idiots for, you know, an afternoon as they, you know, pre-record this shit for some Up All Night movie. It's ridiculous, but I got tired of it. You know, I just for a couple of years just being the sound guy. After a while, I was just kind of like I that's not what I got into it for. I wanted to be more creative. You know, no one's gonna like. You know, decide, okay, we're going to shoot a music video. We need somebody to direct it. Who should we get? Hey, I know, let's get the sound guy. No, then that doesn't happen. So, you know, I just kind of like to said this at a certain point, I was just like, I was living in New York and I just decided I'm a California boy anyway. That just living in New York to begin with. I don't know if you've ever spent an extended period of time in New York City, but I lived there for 2 years and it was a beautiful city. It's great. Well, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, but it's a fun city. It was a great experience. I did it for 2 years, and I had a fucking blast, and I'd totally do it again, but one thing more than anything, it taught me that I'm a Californian, you know, at heart, for sure, and eventually, I had to just get the fuck out of there, and I had an opportunity. I came back to California and did freelancing out here, you know, just kind of became a jack of all trades out here. Shooting video, editing video, recording live shows. For a long time there, I was doing live videography for concerts. Like I hooked up with, you know, some pretty major bands. I worked for Galactic. I did a couple of tour videos for them. There's this band called The Coup. If you go to, I did their entire YouTube channel. It's like 30 videos. If you go to Coup TV, it's youtube.com/ Coup TV, that's COUP TV, like coup d'etat. It's Coup TV. I did all the videos on there for that band. They're a hip hop band from Oakland, and I did some like behind.
Well, how are you making your nut now?
I'm making my nut now doing freelance videography and audio visual crap. Same kind of stuff. It's just kind of like instead of being just a sound guy, now I'm like a sound guy. A camera guy, an editor, you know, it's just never the same thing twice in the Bay Area. It's a totally different market for production in San Francisco compared to like LA, where I could go down there and be just a production assistant or just a grip or just a, you know, electrician, just a sound guy, whatever, you know. And I've worked on it. Mostly in the past I've been a sound guy, and I still get calls for being a sound guy, and, you know, every once in a while, I'll do one, you know, if things are slow, but yeah, I'm just kind of a jack of all trades right now, and it's really slow. I mean, it's a recession, and the recession hits all the industries. I mean, if you're in LA and you're connected, you know, you're doing pretty good, and same with New York. When I was in New York, I was good. I was set. Once it was like one of those things where you just kind of get a few references, word of mouth. And you don't even have to pick up the phone. It just it just lands in your lap after a while. But yeah, it's been tough. But since I've been back in the Bay, that industry here is very, very slow. So yeah.
Has
so I have a lot of idle time. Hence the BTR show.
Has the article damaged your business?
Not yet. We'll see, huh? I don't know. I'm hoping it'll increase my business actually. Or at least traffic to my fucking show. Like, I can hype myself as a cyber criminal now. Are you kidding me? I'm going to try to get a fucking book deal out of this shit.
So who was saying that you were a criminal and you went to jail and shit? Like, there was this rumor going around that you went to jail.
Oh, my God. I heard on a Debbie Daly broadcast, Wild Goose got some wild hair up his butt and was saying something to the effect that Vince in the Bay was arrested. and I thought it was hilarious. Oh, my God. Full disclosure.
Well, you should call in. He's in your chat room, right?
I was not arrested. I was never arrested. I'm not even a felon. I'm not even a felon, okay? It was a misdemeanor, all right? So I'm not even – if you ask me, am I a convicted felon? No.
Word.
But, yeah, that's essentially the story. I mean, that's in a nutshell. If anybody else has any questions, the floor is open. Who else is down here? Debbie Daly. Debbie Daly in the building. And of course, I being the gentleman will not be kicking Debbie Daly out of my chat room. I know she's pretty much banned me from ever taking part in her program in the chat or otherwise ever again. But I, being a of sound mind and soul, have decided to be the better man and allow her to roam freely in my chat room, chit-chat. In fact, she could hate if she wanted. I don't get it out, Debbie. Seriously, get it out. You know, and I understand Wild Goose is getting his information wrong and regurgitating it as disinfo, not because he's a hack conspiracy nut, but because he's still butthurt because he got kicked off of Freedomizer Radio. I heard about that, dude. I don't know what you're trying to do. You're like openly trying to troll Freedomizer Radio. Like you get what you deserve, as far as I'm concerned.
Word. So let's talk about Nebraska.
Oh shit! Yeah, tell me about Nebraska. Before we get to Nebraska, let's try this one call. See what this one call wants, and then we'll talk about Nebraska. Caller from 916. You're on the air. What's up?
Hello, hi, Vince. I called last week. Remember me? I say that from Southeast Asia.
Yeah, from Asia. Yeah. What's going on? What's happening?
Well, I don't like it when who's that guy who say that you were arrested or something.
Oh yeah, Wild Goose. Yeah, that guy.
But
what about?
But are you all right? I mean, you were not around
fine.
For quite a while. I was worried.
No, I was fine. I was just really tired. I needed a couple of days off. I don't know if you noticed, but I pretty much do a show every fucking night. And there's no rhyme or
reason.
Yeah,
I know. But I did see you around for quite a few nights, so I was thinking, you know, what
I
happened to you.
I took two nights off. It was my weekend. It was my weekend the last two nights. And unfortunately, it coincided with a article that surfaced about my cyber terrorism.
What do you mean?
I mean, I think that Keisha should take you to the Four Seasons for a couple of days there.
I know. I should do this broadcast, in the confines of a nice fourth. They have a great Four Seasons here in San Francisco. Are you kidding me? It's world renowned. In fact, little fun fact, the Four Seasons in San Francisco is where they announced the Skype acquisition by Microsoft. Yeah, fun fact.
Fantastic. Perfect. Perfect location.
Yep. There you go. So 916. So, I'm doing fine. I really appreciate your concern. I'm doing great. It was just a bad timing to have two nights off. That article actually is, you know, it surfaced a couple of days ago, but it's been out for over a week. So, and I've known about it for a while. I obviously was not advertising it here on my program, but this is something that happened over 2 years ago, way before I was doing this show. So, you know, I'm still Vince in the Bay. It's the same dude. It's just you just now know a little bit more about me.
I see. I hope you're all right.
Do I not sound all right? I'm sorry. Do I sound bad? Are you? Does it sound
no,
like
that? I'm sorry. My comprehension in English is not that good. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mine sucks too. So it doesn't matter. I probably do sound kind of freaked out. It's fine. It was a little shock. You know, it's not every day that you find a Reuters article all over the internet with your name explicitly quoted in it. Yeah, you know, so that was a little bit. I'm still kind of trying to adjust to that, but whatever. It is what it is. They, you know, it's It's public record. It was a federal offense, I guess is what it's called. And, you know, it's going to get out there sooner or later. So I'm not, you know, I'm not going to deny it. I'm not a fucking Anthony Weiner going to, like, you know, just act like an idiot about it. I'll fess up.
Okay.
If you dox me, I'll admit it. Whatever. I'm not trying to hide anything.
Okay.
I'm just having a good. I'm just having a good time. But you know, whatever. I'm sorry, I cut you off. What's up?
Yeah. Okay. I just called to see if you're all right. So miss you for a few days.
Yeah.
So yeah. So just called to let you know that you know I kind of like you know find it strange how come you're not online and things like that.
Right
okay.
On.
I've been listening in. Oh, okay, bye.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, she's so cute. Oh, it is a she, I think. I'm pretty sure. All right, well, yeah. Right on. Shouts out to her. Oh, man, good times. So, Jane, what kind of music do you like?
Oh, boy, a little bit of everything. At the moment, I'm...
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I'm doing my jazz thing. I'm digging on some 80s rock. You know, but I'm open to anything. If it's good, I'm there.
Do you like Rush?
You know, I haven't heard Ogle sing, but...
Oh, wow. You know, the only thing that we're better than
drummer.
Ogle... The only thing better than him singing is him singing while he's doing a drum solo. Well, I have this guy who's a huge friend of a huge fan of Steve Ogle. Is he still in the room? Is that John Brand piece of shit still around?
No idea. I'm not in the chat room.
Yeah. Okay, John Brand, this is for you. This is some classic rock mixed with Ogs. So you guys can fap to this while I take a little break and come back with more calls if you guys want to join me. Jesus, we have 45 minutes, a little over 45 minutes to go. So do it now, kids. 347-826-7667. Sack for life.
Steve's all back. Blah, blah, blah. What's going on with you? So what is this, hard shit? Is this real? Is this fake? Is this fucking hardcore? Or... Your best fucking honest truth is talk to Debbie Daly. Let her know what your show's about, and maybe you get some fucking truth.
And then I did the show with like four other people, so I want to kind of clock those guys out. And starting new is fresh.
Oh my god, whoever you thought it.
All right, so it's just not the Ogle guy who's drinking, blah blah blah. He's gone. He's gone out of the picture. Now there's new people. There are new fucking people to take over that. You've got some real shit going on. How extreme is this shit? Can't wait for Bill Wagner. You know that, right? Never did I go into business with Bill Wagner. Can you do me a favor, please? Do me a favor. I need to have the right information. People leave. They're going. to get married or not.
The leg.
This is a real deal. You know I'm fucking real, and I'm trying to keep it straight. But I'll tell you one thing right now. Don't disrespect her. And I'll tell you one thing right now, which you have not. But I will give $1,000 cash to the person who will be at this situation. I'll give them $1,000 each. Steve's all back. Blah, blah, blah. What's going on with you? This is a real deal. Blah, blah, blah.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by
yeah.
the way. In your deck, press
yeah.
play. Hear
Stop
what I gotta
hating
say.
In the
Stop
Bay,
hating
y'all.
In the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say.
Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. Put in your button, press play. Yeah, I'm not gay. Stop hating in the Bay. All right, let's go around the horn. Wait, before we go around the horn here, let me check in with my producer, Amy. Producer Amy, what's going on? I saw you yawning in the chat room.
Yeah, sorry. I'm a little sleepy.
What's your problem, girl? Am I not keeping you entertained?
Oh, no, you're keeping me entertained plenty, but it's like after 3 a.m.
Aw. That's too bad. Well, it's all good. It's all good. I'll just think of me as your bedtime story.
Okay.
I'll just tuck you in. Are you in bed right now, by the way?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, we got plenty of show to go, so get comfortable, relax.
Okay.
We could turn down the lights later and just have some alone time, just producer one-on-one meeting with production meeting type of thing, you know? You could do that. Yeah, for sure. Sure. Good times. Good times. Hey, Dr. Herpington, would you like to... what were you saying in the chat room about fat girls? I'm sorry?
A lot of times fat girls have sexy voices. Hard to tell on the radio, though.
No, I don't think it really has anything to do with them being fat, though. I think they just naturally have sexy voices. They just happen to be fat.
She does have a sexy voice.
Who?
I'm not fat.
Well, good.
No, I think you... Oh, actually, you know what? I thought you said they have a voice that you could fap to.
Oh, no.
No, he called me fat.
Fat. Oh. Oh. Well... Whatever, I don't... Yeah, she's not
bad.
That's
been my experience.
Oh, you've hooked up with, what have you cammed with?
No,
have you cammed with
Craigslist.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay. Good times, good times. Anyway, let's bring back ATM Be Cool and see what's up with him. What's up, ATM Be Cool?
Hanging out, relaxing, considering going to bed. Not because you're boring or anything. I'm just, you know, fucking tired because I got
yeah.
like 2 hours of sleep this morning.
You guys are losers. All right. And then we also have on the horn with us, we have Jane, and she's kicking it here with us as well.
What's
going on? Nah, dude, nada. We're also bringing in, I'm going to just say really quick, Alcoholic, are you there? Yeah, that's definitely, definitely Alcoholic. Definitely Alcoholic.
Yikes.
He always has an obscene amount of feedback and distortion coming through on his, and it's just, thank God he doesn't raise his hand. I like to do a courtesy just to bring him on, but Jesus, it's terrible. I'm sorry, everybody's yawning. Do you want that? You know, yawns are infectious. In fact, ATM Be Cool, you're back on hold. Producer Amy, you're back on hold. And we shall continue. Let's, dude, we got 31 people in the chat room. That's fucking pretty badass. What are people saying in here? Kingdom Here, blah, blah, blah.
Look at this picture.
Oh, Kingdom Here in the chat room confirms that she is a girl. And I did question her sexuality, and she confirmed it. She is a girl. No, I thought you sounded like a girl, Kingdom Here. I just, I don't know. I get called. I think I'm used to listening to Ghost's show, and he has so many like 14-year-old boys that call him that sound like girls. And I thought you were one of them. And so my bad, but no, you sound like a girl. You do, and you sound really cute, and you're cool, and I love it when you call in. It's so rad. It's cool to know that I have listeners in Asia. I technically have a lot of Asian listeners. I mean, for I guess John Brand's technically Asian, right? What else do we have going on here in the chat room? Please don't send me videos to play. This is a radio show. You don't play videos on a radio show. Come on, it's not kosher. What else is going on here? Cosmo Brockington. That's such a great name. Okay, Cosmo Brockington, you are the chit-chatter name of the night. Cosmo, if you could do me a favor and just tell me what part of the globe you're tuning in from, just give me the closest metropolitan city, and I will lock you in with a free prize. Again, Cosmo Brockington, you are the award winner of chit-chatter room chit-chat name of the night. If you could just be so bold and tell me what town you're in. That's all I need is the town, dude. It's called totally anonymous. Just tell me, John Brand, go to hell with your links. In fact, John Brand's on a timeout. We're going to put John Brand on a quick little timeout. While I'm doing that, we're going to try to get Cosmo Brocking Texas. Oh, he's Texas? No shit. He's in Texas, Lubbock. Texas, Lubbock. Okay, good deal. All right, let me just mute John Brand for a second. All right, you go, John Brand. Take a little time out there, buddy. And what are we doing here? Oh, Lubbock, Texas. Perfect, perfect. Let me dial that in here. Lubbock, Texas. Wow. Some music here. Steve, can you get some music going here, Steve? A little dialing music, or not dialing music, but just vamping. I need a vamp here, Steve. Here we go. A little vamping music. And I was so preoccupied probably with vamping music, I forgot what I was going to go do. What am I going to go do? Oh, get this guy's prize. Yeah, Lubbock, Texas. Oh, shit. Thank you. Producer Amy producing tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Amy.
Lubbock, Texas. All right, let's check this out. Hang on. Give me a minute. Oh, you know, let's see, Lubbock, Texas. States. Okie dokie. Well, it looks like Cosmo. Congratulations, Cosmo Brockington. You are a winner of a free washer and dryer. That's right. A brand new washer and dryer is yours. And this is going out to you in Lubbock, Texas. A new washer and dryer. So in need of getting rid of that the appliances are going ASAP for free. The dryer is brand new, but not what the original owner wanted, and the washer was not normal. Has normal wear and tear. It is on its last legs, but hey, it's free. What the fuck? They're in filthy condition, but work fairly well. And it's just not. It's for somebody that's upgrading from basically nothing, and it's available for you to pick up between the hours of 8 and 9 p.m. tomorrow, and if you have any questions, there's an email included here. I'm going to spam you in the chat link. Congratulations to our good man, Cosmo, the chit-chatter, chit-chat name of the night. There you go, bro. Lubbock, Texas. Washer and dryer. Used, but functional. All right. There it is. Fucking hey, my Skype is blowing up. You bitches are just blowing me up on the Skype. What gives? What it do?
You got any more callers, Vince?
Catching up with some Skype messages here. I don't even know who some of these people are. Jesus Christ. No more callers. Amy's still there. Alcoholic's still there. I don't know. Everybody's just kind of like chilling out. I don't know what the deal is. I've been gone for 2 days and you know, this is people are just kind of like, oh, okay. Yeah, Kingdom Come, though. You have a cute little voice. Call in anytime, baby. Yeah, shouts out to Alcoholic Almighty Sports Show, AIM1A28, Beach Bum 55, Cosmo Brockington again, the best name in the chat room, Cuddy Hunk, Debbie Daly, Dr. Herpington, Donald Ogle, Donnie C., Get Back to the Kitchen, John Brand, Kishu, Butthurt, Kishu. Kishu, call back in. Come on. Don't be mad. Are you mad, Kishu? You mad, bro? Kingdom here, of course. King of the Trolls, Ol Rooter, Arbanios, Red Medicine, Stabby McHugs, Swank Ivy, Three Abu, and Wild Goose. Boom. Zap. How? Oh, ATMB Cool's back. What's up, ATMB Cool?
Cosmo said that's his link that he put up. He wants something else.
What's his link?
The washer and dryer.
Oh, yeah. We'll take that one then, dude. Whatever. I don't care. Do you think I give a shit?
Never mind.
I don't. Were you, that was a joke? Are you kidding me? I didn't get it.
No. He posted.
It's late. I'm tired. I've been working hard. This is the first time I've done a show in 3 days, dude. Give me a break here. I'm fucking just released like major docs. I got doxed a couple of days ago, and I'm trying to get back into rare form here. And you're giving me some garbage here. I don't get it, dude. What gives?
Cosmo said that the washer and dryer post he had put up, he wants something other than the shit he's trying to get rid of.
Okay, whatever. That sounds like his problem.
Okay.
All right, forget it, man. I'm bringing Amy back on. She's Amy. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Oh, good. So how's your summer been going so far?
Pretty good, actually. I am getting ready to move on Friday. Been packing, which really sucks, but, you know.
Moving on up to the top.
Holy shit.
Of a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Oh.
Is it the Jeffersons?
Right?
What the fuck
Jeffersons?
Moving on up.
Oh, man.
Good times. Good times.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. Get down with your bad self.
Mr.
So are
X
you moving to a house or an apartment?
I'm moving to a house from an apartment.
Nice.
Balling. Shot calling.
Word.
Yeah, I think we lost her. Oh, well. She'll come back. That's my producer, Amy. She's, you know, a long stalwart, old school friend of the show. Jesus Christ, I've been doing this show for over 2 years now, off and on, off for a year, and back on as of like, what, 6 months ago, I think now I've been doing the show again. So, yeah, it's going to roll around to a year of doing it straight back, you know, hardcore.
You sound a little bit despondent there, Vince.
Despondent. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sort of distracted and juggling a couple things. And actually, quite frankly, kind of tired. That's the one downfall of doing a show at this hour is I'm not quite, like, I'm always instinctively a night owl, but as I've been getting older, I don't kind of hold up quite as well as I used to. And I don't know, sometimes I think I should schedule the show maybe an hour earlier just so I can be a little bit sharper, because towards the end of the show, I just kind of get tired. Sorry to sound like Steve Ogle, but yeah. Damn, the fucking switchboard lit up. Okay, this will wake me up. Here we go. We got Tamunga here. That's got to be Old Rooter. Old Rooter, what the fuck's going on, dude? Where you been all my life? You've been hanging out in my chat room. Oh, this asshole putting me on hold. What a fucking dick. All right, here we go. All right, fine. We got Wild Goose. What's up, Wild Goose? Wake
oh,
me up.
Oh, shit. I think we just
bring
had
me
a
back.
Mix-up.
Bring me, wake me up here, dude. I'm falling
asleep.
We
just had like a trifecta of mix-up because Old Rooter called in your show, and we just got done peeing. Like, both of us. We were, like, talking war on the line, and, like, we were going on for an hour. We were like, let's call his brother Vince on the line, and, wait, what the fuck am I going with that? But anyhow...
Yeah, well, we're just
dude.
We're all just sober and bored. Cheers.
We are
over here.
Completely sober, and it's fucking boring, man.
Yeah, well,
yo,
no,
Vince,
you said you guys were fucked up taking pisses. I don't know what you're talking about.
We're fucked up. We went to go take a piss. I came back, and he's like, "You're gonna hang around, right?" I sent him a message. I was like, "Yo,
why does my
go
show
pee?
Attract drunks? That's all I get up late night. Is just a bunch of drunks."
Vince, what? Why does Debbie Daly always allow her these trolls on the show and? Like, they keep messing
what
with me.
What the hell
me.
Is that? Are you...
They threaten my family.
The Diane Keaton? I'm sorry.
This is Melissa.
Oh,
I love
Melissa Hoskins, everybody. Oh, my
there's
bad.
Old Rooter.
I
I got both y'all. I got Vince and Goose on two different fucking calls. I don't know how to do this shit.
Evil.
Well, I'll tell you what. You got to just drop one of them, Goose, because I tried to bring you on the other. I'm sorry, Goose. Old Rooter.
Did I do it?
Yeah, there you go. You're fine. Yeah, okay. We're good. Because I tried to bring you on the other line, and you had your hold music, your Skype hold music, which is, like, worse than the BTR techno.
Thank you. I picked that out myself. I had that playing at my wedding back in 1929.
All right. So the confusion is alleviated. Anyhow, yeah, I declared a troll war while you're off having your scandal. Anyhow, Vince, man, I fucking like you. I sympathize. I'm a LulzSec sympathizer. I hope nothing bad happens to you.
I love Vince. Well,
yeah. You don't belong in fucking prison. Fuck that shit.
Fuck.
Break your shit.
Okay, first of all, Wild Goose, I know I appreciate the enthusiasm and the love.
Cool, break your ass out of jail.
But first of all, I was never in jail. I never got arrested.
I know.
And I'm not in prison. I'm not going to prison. It never happened. I took a couple of nights off, and it just happened.
Because
Hulk happened
gouged
that
their eyes out. And if they testify against me, I'll kill their mama.
You are conspiracy nut job. You are sober.
I'm sober.
Seriously. You're a conspiracy nut job, Goose. I'm not.
No, you know what?
I take a couple of nights off, and you start connecting dots that aren't even there, dude.
No, you know what happened? In the two nights you were gone, I got fired from Freedomizer. I declared a troll war on them.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a
conspiracy. I know. I heard some of that. I heard about some of that. Yeah, yeah.
What's a troll war?
A troll whore?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'm so much...
Well, there goes that gig.
Oh, shit. Debbie! Don't kill me. No, a troll war? No, we got the troll war going on. Fucking Freedomizer. No, they clamped down on me, and I don't really care. I don't really give a shit about the radio. I mean, I'll go on Debbie Daly's network. I'll fucking troll on there. She offered to give me all the freedom I could ever please. But the thing is, like, if I don't have
my name's freedom, please me.
Yes, if I don't have that challenger, I don't have those constrictions, what am I going to fight? But I'll go on there, but I really want to get back into music. And if I could bring that back onto the radio, that'd be cool. But
and he's playing next Saturday night at Rockstar Pizza in Plainfield, Indiana.
Yes, sir.
He's going to be singing all the hits of yesterday and today.
My drummer is playing on Steve Ogg's old drum set.
Yeah, you look up Steve Ogle hitting the skids.
Sack for Life is
on YouTube. You'll hear that fucking fancy ass stuff.
Yeah.
I'm drinking Canadian Club. What the fuck's this world coming to?
Vince, you get any of that cock meat sandwich yet? Did he hang up on us?
No, you understand. I'm not locked up, dude. You understand?
Vince,
I'm fine.
Like, but listen,
green room.
Hey,
I know that tactic.
Hey, listen. I'll take care of him, Vince. Hey, Mr. Goose.
Word.
I'll let you know, Vince is not your typical blog talk radio host who just fucking hangs up on people because they say, like, the word is in the wrong place in the syntax.
I know that much. Because yeah. I came on his drunk. Wait.
Yeah, his
shit.
Just the first thing out of your mouth.
That's not you and I did. You fuck. This is your fault, Rooter.
Yeah, fucking break.
Came on his face,
motherfucker. It's as Vince's.
You know what
fault.
I feel like? I feel like the designated driver of late night late night radio.
Vince used to drink with me on here. What
no,
the fuck
I never did. I know. Dude, I haven't drank for years, dude. Like, and
you
I
haven't
still
had a beer.
No, not I don't drink at all. I'm dry as fuck, dude. I drink coffee. That's it.
Not coffee. Even a near beer?
No. Why would I drink? I don't like the taste of
near
it.
Near beer?
It's ridiculous, dude. No. No.
Oh. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I'm essentially straight edge, bro. Yeah,
hey,
that's
Vince.
It.
Vince, I'm tired. I'm just tired, man. I'm not drunk, man. All right?
Yeah, but you know what? The difference is when I say I'm tired, I really am tired. That's
I'm like Steve Ogg's
thing.
Tired.
Yeah, you sound Steve Ogg's tired.
When I say I'm tired, the girl better be like spreading her like boobies out of the way.
Well, you see, like, the way I do it is I get her tired. and that's when
right.
I go in.
Yeah, that's what he. That's
live
what.
At
that's,
five.
Yeah, that's what he told me.
Debbie's making sound bites.
Yeah, you know what Debbie's mating call is, don't you?
Old Rooter and Goose drunk. Oh yeah, let's play this on the air. Oh. All right, yeah, I can picture already.
You know what Debbie Daly's mating call is, don't you?
What's that?
That's close. She goes, "Ooh, I think I had too much to drink." Sound bite that there, Miss Daly. You hot broad, you. She got some big old titties.
And she's blonde. That's like
all right,
my
so actually, hey, Debbie Daly. All right, hey, you know what, Debbie Daly? I actually heard that you and John Brand broke up. And apparently Kishu just broke up with me. So I don't know if you're looking for another another internet boyfriend, but we could do this, I think. I'm available. You're available.
I'm available.
You know,
Vince,
could you imagine?
Why don't you hit up with me?
What if Debbie Daly and I hooked up? And,
come on, I swing that
what
way.
What would John Brand and Kishu be left
I'm
doing?
Open.
How could they troll each other? Neither of them have VTR shows. Neither of them have VTR shows.
I'm willing to experiment, Vince. Come on. Give me a chance.
If either one of you has some foreskin left, you guys could like dock like a.
What was that thing called, Vince? Where you stick your penis in the other guy's foreskin is like docking or something.
It's like Apollo.
Soyuz.
I'm so sad that that's ever mentioned on my
it's
show.
Like an international space station.
Sit there, and if one of you spurt, the other guy's eyeballs well up.
Yeah, Dan Reuter got me fucking tired. What are you doing this for? Are you going to, like, come over to my house? Because I'm, like, 12, and my parents are gone for the weekend, and you're going to come over here with your fruit roll-ups, your Mountain Dew, and your Xbox. God damn it.
As long as you keep that fucker from MSNBC off that sumbitch, I'll be good.
I'm 12. I don't listen to news.
Yeah, what's that prick's name? It's always waiting there and says, hey, I'm Chris Hansen. Why don't you have a seat?
Why don't you have a seat? You're going to be having a seat tonight, buddy.
Well, the last two times I had a seat at Chris Hansen's house, I looked at him and went, "Oops,
dude, you're going to be banned from every Chuck E. Cheese across the country. That's what's going to happen." Well, no, I actually considered like going on AOL chat and just you know talking to somebody because you look at these episodes of To Catch a Predator, and they never actually talk to a 12-year-old. It's always some like 23-year-old.
I know,
and she sounds like a 12-year-old boy, right? Well, it's never the real thing, so they catch him and they release him like 2 weeks later because the charges are bunkum.
Well, I started to say they caught me a couple times. I've actually shook Chris Hansen's hand.
All right, you know what? Hang on a second. Time out. All right, you two guys, don't make me have to pull the green room trick with you guys. All right. Wild Goose, you got some serious. Whatchamacallit, Patriot Greg action going on, and unfortunately, what happens to you happens to Old Rooter too. So I would suggest Old Rooter hang up with Wild Goose, which is something everybody should do now and again, and call in independently to my show so we can get a nice clear connection, and that way, if Wild Goose Patriot Greg's, we can just isolate him and still talk to you, bro. But that's fine. If you want to stay on that line and just be sloppy drunk with him, it's all good. It's your deal. But I would prefer to have you on a solid connection and have you contribute to the conversation here. But it is what it is. Wild Goose, you're still here. I'm just saying.
Fuck it.
Dude, you always Patriot Greg on my show. I don't know what it is, dude.
Old Rooter kept calling it. I hung up on his ass. Over, come on.
God, I just deal with a bunch of drunks on here. If it's not Melissa Hopkins, it's or Steve Ogle.
God damn it, Rooter, you called it again.
It's Wild Goose. Seriously. Old Rooter, all these people, a bunch of drunks. John Brand, I'm just surrounded by a ton of. He hung up. Thank God. Oh my God, this is a headache. I'm glad this show's almost over. 15 minutes. Thank God. Oh, well, it feels good to be back. I missed VTR, and I wasn't absent because of anything related to that article. That article just happened to surface while I was taking 2 days off from PTR. It's just, I was not, I'm just clearing up the air right now. I was not arrested. I'm not in custody. I'm doing my show, dude. And Old Rooter's back. What's up, Old Rooter?
I feel used.
Why? What's the problem?
I think Goose used me to make himself seem smarter to you.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around.
Oh.
I thought you were using him to make you look smarter.
No, I don't ever use anybody to make that's me look smarter. How it,
yeah, like, whatever. Amos and Andy, Laurel and Hardy, all the, all you know, whatever, all the classic. You got to have a straight man and a, you know what I mean?
George Strait and George Thorogood.
I thought it was the Destroyers.
I thought it was Tammy Wynette.
Yeah, have another drink. Have another drink there, Old Rooter.
Stand
by your man.
Wiggy, 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 wiggy. I love Jane. Jane's just got like a weird form of Tourette's where she just like starts spontaneously singing.
Oh yeah, where's she?
It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. It's better than cussing. It's better than cussing. Brilliant.
My name is.
Wow.
I'm taking a drink.
Say my name. Say my name.
Again, Wild Goose, you're back. It's just a free for all. Everybody's unmuted. We're
dude,
just,
Jane, stand by, man.
We're just gonna write this
He's
out.
Righteous,
we're just gonna.
Man.
In fact, let's get some mood music going here. Let's get people like energized here. We got 12 minutes to go. Let's fucking party it up here, huh?
Get some chicks calling this motherfucker.
Yeah. Come on, bitches, call in, you whore.
Yeah, come on, bitches,
you fucking cunts.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I need to be able to beat off.
I'm not gonna get fired from the show like
that. Dirty. I'm a pervert like that.
Hell, I got fired from
How
a wild
How'd you get fired from Freedomizer? I want to hear about the Freedomizer story.
Oh, shit. You want to know about Freedomizer? I went on there, and me and my bro were coming up from
Florida,
and, like, we came up with this material for Janet Napolitano. We came up with this character for her. Just,
I've
like,
heard this exact fucking story from Goose, like, five fucking times now.
You want to tell it? You want to fucking tell it?
This is amazing.
All right. Well, anyway, we came up with
Tell
this
it again.
Character.
Thank you, Captain Obvious. Now, Goose, what happened?
We came up with this character, and we went on Freedomizer, and Freedomizer has a secret conference room on Facebook, and what's-his-face, Proof Negative, he comes on there and he says, oh, if you're not really going to have a guest, don't say you're going to have the guest. And I was like, well, if he doesn't approach me personally, then, you know, fuck him. He didn't even call me or email me or whatever. I said, you know what, fuck it. But anyways, I went on with the show. They tried shutting me down, and I played it off as the government kill switch or whatever. You know, I played off the conspiracy fact story, and people fucking loved it. It was awesome. But yeah, they kicked me off the air, and you know, I'm good now. I'm back to trolling. I'm considering getting back into music now. So.
And you're back in the green room, Wild Goose. You're patriot gragging like a motherfucker. Let's check in with my producer, Amy. What's up, Amy?
Hey, Vince. I'm just listening to the madness.
She sounds hot.
She's totally hot.
She sounds like she don't have real big boobies, but she got like some handfuls.
That's the best kind.
They are the best.
I know. They're big enough to butt hump, but... They're like, they're not like all droopy and shit.
Yeah, Goose is all butthurt now in the chat room.
Oh, Goose, get your own secure, hardwired connection to the internet, like the rest of us, and you know,
listening. Whoops. I know how it happened.
I was just born that way. That's how I do it. There's some like pre-recorded shit on this track I forgot about.
So you're doing voiceover work for Gaga now, huh?
Oh yeah, this is the Vince in the Bay mix.
Yep.
Oh hey man, fucking hook it up.
Yep. Well, dude, that's the other thing. I don't advertise that I'm a cyber criminal, and I also produce remixes for Lady Gaga, Britney Spears, fucking who else? Jay-Z.
I took a shit like yesterday, and took one this morning, and I remixed it.
How about that chick with the really big tits? What's her name?
Deb Daly.
Your mom?
Fucking Katy Perry.
Katy Perry? What about her? She doesn't have big tits. Those are like...
No, she doesn't.
Tits.
Yeah, that's like clothes squishing tits.
Yeah, but she got pulled off of Sesame Street because her tits were bouncing too much.
She got pulled off Sesame Street because she couldn't count to fucking...
I'm sorry, I gotta turn that shit off. My bad. Sorry, what were you saying?
That she got pulled off of Sesame Street because her titties were bouncing too much in a thing
Katy
with
Perry?
Elmo. Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, God, that was so hot.
She got
with
pulled
Elmo.
Off Sesame Street because she couldn't count to potato.
She was titty fucking Elmo.
Damn.
Count to potato?
I can count that. I can count to two potatoes.
Wow.
And two potato.
That sounded really hot.
Yeah, it did. I just got a... Oh, shit.
You karate or pro-karate?
Oh, I had a... Now my butt cheeks just stuck together. I didn't
love the imagery, old Rooter.
Yeah, I started to say I
this
didn't know bald nut ride
down
that
the
quick.
Hill.
What hill?
King of the Hill.
Back hill.
We got Nancy Gribble in the chat.
Brand accessories. Nancy Gribble. Get on her. I'm gonna give it on one of them.
Get
big,
on
big,
down.
Big.
Get on down it.
Yeah, to get on down there. I'm talking about got big titties and shit.
I'm gonna kick your ass.
I'm gonna kick your ass, you son of a bitch. Get the fuck off my fucking yard.
Get off
my
lawn.
Oh, you fucking
god. Who's that whorebag that's talking all hot and shit?
Hey guys, I'm about to troll hard in the chat. Call that number 702-953-0930 if you want people. You gotta repeat 702-953-0930. Proof negative pizza. Oh yeah. Yeah, but
yeah.
For $5.99 for each medium coffee. So
pick up the phone.
Old Rooter got me drunk. tired.
Yeah, I got him all fucking tired.
We took shots and everything.
He's Debbie's tired taking shots at Vince in the Bay now.
Wait, what's happening?
What? Stabby's calling shenanigans that you're rebroadcasting the NFL without express written.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What the hell's going on now?
Who the fuck?
Who's calling what?
I think we're calling the pizza place.
Oh, my God.
I need a double wheat bopper with cheese.
Exactly. Oh, that was Jane. What? Hello? I don't know. They're being quiet.
Bill,
right.
Bass shop.
All right. Well, that's all right. We're getting ready to wind it down here anyways. If you want to call in, it's too late. I'm going to wind up the show here. But if you wanted to follow me on Twitter, I'm still on Twitter. I am back on the internet. I thank you all for your concern over the past couple of days, but I'm back on the internet. I never left. I was technically on Twitter the whole fucking time. But, yeah, I'm back on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Let's go around the horn one more time. Dr. Herpington, do you have anything you'd like to say in closing here?
Not really.
Perfect, dude. I appreciate that. Let's see. Jane, do you have anything you'd like to say before we get out of here?
I saw Proof Negative had a cool voice.
Sweet. I agree. It can't be... hello? What?
Flute.
Woot.
Huh?
Flute.
Flute?
Woot,
flute.
Woot.
Flute, flute. Okay. Perfect. Okay, ATM, be cool. Anything in closing you'd like to add?
I don't even know what to say about that.
Okay. People are making lots of noises. I'm just going to start muting people after I say goodbye to them. No offense, folks, but a lot of people are moving around and making jibber-jabber noise here. Old Rooter, anything you'd like to throw out there before we go?
Yes. 47 years ago, Debbie Daly mounted my left nut bag and suckled on it until I got a big old hickey on that sumbitch. And I had to rub it with a spoon so old Scooter Bitch wouldn't see the sumbitch. I'm taking another drink. Vince, you're the goodies.
Sweet. Thanks, bro. Appreciate it. And Wild Goose, anything you'd like to say before we go?
No.
Sweet. I love it. And, of course, my producer, Amy.
Yeah, I'm glad you're back, Vince, and I'm glad I got to talk to you tonight.
Oh, thank you, hon. I'm glad that I got to talk to you, too. And I'm glad I'm back, and I'm glad I'll be back again sometime soon here on Blog Talk Radio around the same time, same place, say tomorrow-ish. Oh, geez, excuse me. Oh, yeah, good times tonight. Thanks for coming out, everybody. I really had a great time. I missed doing this for a couple of days, and I'm back here and happy to see you all. And, oh, Jesus Christ, Melissa Hopkins at the last minute in the chat room. Are you kidding me? Have you been there the whole time, Melissa Hopkins? Am I missing something? Whatever. Last shout-out to the chat room, Almighty Sports Show, Amonet28, Cosmo Brockington, Debbie Daly, Dr. Herpington, Donald Ogle, Get Back to the Kitchen, John Brand, Kishu, what the hell? Wake up, hon. Call me. King of the Trolls, Melissa Hopkins. Melissa Hopkins just woke up. I swear to God, I am like a dirty repository for dirty, sloppy drunks who congregate on Blog Talk Radio. I seriously feel like I'm the chaperone for all you drunk losers. Seriously. I'm not even kidding. That's why I kind of feel tired already. I've been off for two nights, so you would think that I would be able to. I'd be able to handle this, but people kind of depress me. I think actually being in the outside world for a couple of days away from BTR and the internet sort of opened my eyes a little bit now, and I realize I'm surrounded by a bunch of fucking drunk ass trolls. You people are losers. Get a life, people. Dry yourselves out. And seriously. Now, don't say I'm like Ghost. I'm not like Ghost. I'm the exact opposite of Ghost. He's just like you idiots. He's exactly like you idiots. He's the king of the drunks. Are you kidding me? He's probably the person you idolize the most. All you people. All you. Look at them all drunks. Old Rooter, drunk. Melissa Hopkins, drunk. Debbie Daly, probably drunk. Wild Goose, shit-faced. Amonet, big-time shit drunk. She must have just recently quit. Amonet, back in the day, used to be one of the biggest drunks on the show. No offense, honey. I love you, Amy. You're my producer. But, yeah, you were one of the biggest. Oh, Beach Bum, he should be a drunk. Jesus Christ, if I was him, I'd drink. Who else do we got in here? Just give me any of these. Donald Ogle? Related to Steve Ogle, one of the most notorious drunks in the universe. Are you kidding me? You guys are all a bunch of Arbanos. You must be a drunk. You named yourself after a bathroom. whatever. I'm going to go to the bathroom, get the hell out of here. Good night. See you later.
Thank you very nice.